good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And you know when you hear Monday, it's time for Monday Malcolm. Malcolm Ballinger is here with Ballinger Publishing.
Good morning.
Good morning, Malcolm. How are you?
I am wonderful. Thank you.
Good. We love wonderful.
It is a Chamber of Commerce day.
It is a Chamber of Commerce kind of day.
I'm feeling great.
Good. And just to say, we've got Jessica Simpson from the Pensacola Beach Chamber coming in after you this morning.
Well, we're in for a treat.
How about that?
Jessica will lift your spirits.
Yes, she will.
She is.
She's a powerhouse, and
yes.
She's doing great work out there. So
I think I finally got over that stuff that was going around or whatever,
good.
And I feel 100% now.
So because you look good, you look refreshed.
Thank you.
Did you have a nice weekend?
A little quiet.
That might be why you look so refreshed.
Yes. Yesterday afternoon after golf, I was going to power wash the driveway.
Was ambitious.
But I looked at it and said, it doesn't look so bad.
Okay.
Maybe it'll last a few more weeks. So I went in and put my feet up and watched TV.
There you go. It's okay. You're allowed. You get out and about in the community all the time. So you're not somebody that's lazy or it doesn't participate. If you don't know, Malcolm volunteers with several boards in the community. He's very active and involved in helping a lot of our nonprofits. And you do such a beautiful job with that. And you're very consistent and helpful. So it's not like you're not making a difference.
Well,
I mean, I will say that. Knowing
you
as long as I have, over 20 years.
If we were on TV, you'd see me blush.
but it's true. It is true.
Well, thank you.
And because of your publications, since that's why you're here to talk about Ballinger Publishing, every single issue of Downtown Crowd, your Pensacola Magazine, and now we've got the new issue of Northwest Florida's Business Climate. And I always find them so interesting. There's always something that I learn from your publications. Your team does a great job with the content.
Well, we have Morgan Cole, who is really connected in with real estate and development, particularly downtown, but over Pensacola. And she's done a really good job of putting it together.
Mm-hmm.
We do two special issues of Business Climate every year.
Okay.
And this one in April is, focuses on residential developments. And then the one in October really focuses more particularly on downtown and real estate, but also businesses, new businesses, et cetera, developments downtown.
Mm-hmm.
So this, and development, of course, covers all kinds of things, not the least. I was sitting in the green room trying to cool down after one of Andrew's zesty chicken.
Andrew McKay, who's our morning show host,
yes.
He was participated in the Men Who Cook event this weekend, and right now he's in our cantina here cooking up chicken and waffles, which apparently has a little jalapeno in it, I understand.
I think a lot of jalapeno, actually.
So, unfortunately, all I can do is smell this deliciousness. They're not bringing it into the studio. It's just not fair. But okay, other than that.
So, where was I? We digressed again.
Residential developments, the cover of Business Climate.
Yes. Now, can I let you into a little secret?
Okay, but don't tell anyone.
Well, it's just between you and I.
Just us? Okay.
There was a lot of controversy within the company about the cover.
Oh.
I wanted to show the development on the old sewer plant. But, of course, it's just started. So they supplied a rendering, and it shows obviously the position of it and the what it'll look like when it's finished. But it is a rendering, and the editorial people wanted, I guess, more of a impactful. But I said no. This I think is representative of what's happening in downtown.
So the cover is not an actual photo. This is what it's going to look like when it is completed.
Well, it's actually blended. The rear is, of course, actual.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the front is a rendering.
Right. It looks gorgeous. I mean, it
looks
beautiful.
I think so, too. I think it's it's going to be a major catalyst to downtown because we remember the water treatment plant.
Yes, we do.
All too well.
Yes, we do.
And I think when this is completed, it sort of takes us from those dark days of 2004 and into the new.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of a better way to say it, but it sort of it sort of shows the progress that we've made since Ivan.
Yeah, and a lot when you consider, I think the first stepping stone really was the Maritime Park. The Blue Wahoo Stadium really opened up the people's minds on how that whole area could be developed and be really essential to the community, because now we have all these events at the amphitheater there, plus the stadium.
Yes.
And then things have developed around that. Certainly downtown has, you know, just had been a metamorphosis downtown.
Yes, and, I mean, and in the background, obviously, you see the Maritime Park. Mm-hmm. But beyond that, you can see a boat.
At the port.
At the port.
Mm-hmm.
And there's tremendous things happening there, too. So it sort of signifies what's happening across downtown.
Mm-hmm. It's
so
very
many
exciting.
Good things. Yes,
yeah.
It really is.
So this issue is the annual real estate issue for 2025. So there's so many different, all the realtors in town, I think, are in this issue with all their gorgeous pictures.
Yes.
And then we have all different developments in the area that are being featured. There's a nice article here about the Pensacola International Airport and the things that they're doing to accommodate
I think that's exciting.
Yes, it is.
Because if we're already obviously a great travel destination.
Mm-hmm.
They say that we are, the premier drive-to location.
No question about that for the Southeast.
For the Southeast. But we also get a lot of people that come from all over the country now. And I think developments at the airport are only going to make that greater.
Mm-hmm. So it's interesting here, right in the centerfold, you have the real estate market by the numbers, and it looks at the February market highlights. So for Escambia County, right now they're saying the median sale price is $315,000, and for Santa Rosa County, the median sale price is $325,000. And it looks like, in terms of days on the market, we're looking at a couple of months for a lot of the sales. So it looks like they're moving, but a little bit slowly based on these numbers.
Yes,
here.
Yes. Speaking to some realtors, I understand that closings are happening.
Well, it looks like February we had 590 sales in Escambia County and 254 in Santa Rosa County.
Mm.
So almost 1,000 homes sold in 1 month. That's not bad.
Yeah, the house, if you're selling a house, it's going to be on the market for close to 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I was saying to somebody the other day that we forget so quickly. I remember when I lived in Omaha, Nebraska, and I bought a house there. I paid, I think it was like 9% interest on the mortgage. At the time, I think interest rates were like 12%.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember I got some sort of an ARM, and you know what happens with when interest rates get high. And so we forget that now. We were so used to, 3%.
Mm-hmm.
So now 7% seems high, but historically,
it's not that bad.
It's not that bad.
Because I think it's around 6.5, something like that.
Yeah.
So that's not bad still compared to what it was 20 years ago.
Yeah.
For sure. All right, well, we're going to take a quick break. On that note, we're talking with Malcolm Ballinger. He is our expert on the expert panel with Ballinger Publishing. If you have a question for Malcolm or a comment on the real estate market, 850-437-1620. And we'll be back right after the break on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good Monday morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, here with Malcolm Ballinger and Ballinger Publishing. If you've got a question for Malcolm or have some comments, 850-437-1620. And we've been talking about this beautiful issue of business climate. This is the annual real estate issue. And in the issue too, Malcolm, you have all the different developments, so many different residential developments going up. I feel like I'm in a funny way, in a good way, I'm back in Atlanta, because I'll drive down a road that I haven't been down in a while and I'll go, when did they build that? There seems to be so many new developments, so many new apartment complexes, so many different things happening. So we really are growing as a city.
Yes, and I think one of the wonderful things that we're doing downtown is a lot of infill housing.
Mm-hmm.
What were previously empty lots, they're now putting single homes, and really we're getting the density again.
Mm-hmm.
And it's improving the neighborhoods no end.
Well, the key is affordable housing. That's the
yes.
big issue now, because rentals have gone way up here. in this area. So that's very expensive to rent. So you want to make, if you can make it more affordable for people, especially people with middle income, middle to upper or middle to lower, it would really be helpful. That'd be my request.
Yes.
To have more affordable units available.
Now, also, if you go to the, I lost the page here a second, but if you look at page 33, it lists some of the, and the preceding, following pages, some of the houses that are available for sale.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, I see that.
In the various subdivisions.
Mm-hmm.
And looking through, I was surprised that the price is not really up there too much. I mean, I think fairly affordable.
Mm-hmm. It just depends. I'm sorry. This is when you should not put a magazine in my hands when I'm on the air because I got lost in this beautiful, I was looking at this house.
Meg had that look on her face. Did he really say that?
So,
well, I said relatively affordable.
Okay. Just like, it depends is what I'm saying in response to that. It depends. But again, the publication is it looks really great. Where can people pick up a copy of this?
Just about anywhere.
Just about anywhere.
But also, you can read it online, BallingerPublishing.com.
Okay.
We have a mobile phone friendly version.
That's nice.
Yeah. So you can read it just about anywhere.
And you could download it right now.
Yes.
Okay, let's see. We've got a lengthy text here, so let's see what it says. Many are concerned about the infrastructure meeting the demands of increased population with many new developments, especially the one on the old ECUA sewage treatment plant on Main Street. Yeah. I travel on Main Street frequently. It's in horrible condition, narrow and bumpy, especially traveling west towards Barrancas. What are the plans regarding this? Do you know this issue of the infrastructure? That's a great question. Thank you for sending
that. That is a great question. One that I'm actually very familiar because I drive that way to the office every morning, and particularly from Barrancas to Palafox Street is really in terrible shape.
Right.
Now, they did resurface part of it, and I'm not sure why they didn't do the other part. But yes, clearly that needs to be changed.
So what can people do to advocate for that, or how does that work?
Well, speak to your councilman, council person, and just make it known. I have, with several local officials, just made it known that I thought that it is a route that many people take to go to, not only to go to downtown, but to go north onto I-110.
Mm-hmm.
And so I know that there's some plans in place at one point to narrow the road, which I thought was frankly not a great thing to do because all you would do is send traffic up Barrancas and make Barrancas even worse than it is now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be critical necessarily of the future plans, but I do think that we need to give a little bit more thought to where people really want to travel, rather than directing people.
Mm-hmm.
Barrancas is very difficult to navigate because of the traffic light where it meets Garden Street. It's just very, very difficult.
Right.
And so people tend to go down Main Street. I think the smart thing to do is to find a way to make that route more easily accessible.
Mm-hmm. More streamlined.
Streamlined, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
My mind.
You can count on me for the big words.
Yes.
I have a plethora of words in my vocabulary.
Yeah.
Well, the problem is that it's interesting. We're growing rapidly, and we have so much. To me, one of the funniest things in this town still, when I first moved here and I got on Bayou Boulevard, which turned into Brent Lane, and which turned into the next, and I got so confused because I thought, I didn't make a turn. How did the street name change? You know. And
yes.
So there's a lot of little things like that and different turnoffs and turn-ons that are confusing, especially if you're not from the area. If you've lived your whole life, you just know it.
Mm.
But when you get downtown and you start heading west, it can get very confusing with the different avenues, ABC, all of that whole side on the west side. It can be difficult to navigate.
Yes.
He's looking at me blankly.
I understand you have that problem, yes.
Oh, Malcolm. You have to help me out here every once in a while, buddy.
I was doing the payback.
Wow.
No, but you're absolutely right. One street that I've always been very critical of is what they've done on Cervantes from, I guess it's A Street up to Pace.
Because it's very, that whole no crossing thing.
And that chicane that they put in there. Mm-hmm. I did read that they're going to change it again, but it hasn't happened. I do think, being very serious for a moment, that we do tend to look at other cities and say, well, it works there, so it must work here. And I've always said that we're, well, all cities are unique, but I think we're unique in respect that we're a small town, but we have a sort of a big town mentality too.
Mm-hmm.
We don't necessarily, follow the norm. I'm thinking of things like street diet.
Mm-hmm.
I understand the goal of it is to slow traffic down, but I think there are other ways to do it rather than put that chicane in there and narrow it down.
Right. It's very distracting.
It's very dangerous. When I drive up there, I slow down. I do slow down, which I guess is the goal. But cars, they just drive straight. They don't make the little jog.
Mm-hmm.
And so I try not to be next to a car when I meet those. I guess there's three of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that can be dangerous.
If you're not paying attention, absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. We're talking with Malcolm Ballinger about the new issue of business climate. If you've got a question or comment, 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk. We'll be back in a minute. Good morning. This is Pep Talk on Monday morning with Malcolm Ballinger, 850-437-1620. Having an interesting conversation because the cover of Business Climate right now, the Northwest Florida Business Climate, is the annual real estate issue for 2025. And the cover is all about residential developments with a rendering of what the development is going to look like at what we all call, the locals call, the old sewage plant property. I believe the more
stinky
polite
plant,
version.
I
think the more polite version is the ECUA, former property. But it's very interesting, and we were just discussing, someone had asked a question about infrastructure, and that's something that we have to be cognizant of in terms of supporting these new developments, because you want to make sure that your infrastructure can support it. One of the things that I think is working very well is the roundabout that's now at the base of the 3 Mile Bridge.
Yes.
I was a little skeptical going into 17th Avenue there, but I travel that route almost every day, and I find that it works really well.
Yes, people have really adapted.
I think
which
so.
Surprised me, frankly. I thought there might be all kinds of
I think
of
it works
problems.
Very well.
Yes.
The only problem now is having the bridge too short for people who can't seem to. We still lose a truck about once a month to the 17th Avenue Bridge. But,
yes.
But, yeah, the roundabout really seems to work.
Yes.
Now, you said that they have those everywhere?
In Europe, in England,
mm-hmm.
It's just part of driving. And the most difficult part is that it's not. It's a yield, but you have to learn to blend in. It's not a stop and look.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of look and see how far the traffic is. And sometimes you even have to accelerate a little to blend in with the traffic. When you do that, everything moves very smoothly.
The worst, though, is if you stop when you're in the circle of the roundabout. Don't stop.
No.
I was behind someone recently that just stopped.
Don't do that.
Don't do that. But they do seem to work fairly well.
Yes. I was, like you, a little skeptical. I think the great things, but I thought that drivers might not adapt to it well.
Mm-hmm.
But they have.
Yeah.
And it's, yes, you're right. If you, I go up 17th Avenue, it's the turn off and round of sort of a
It's great.
Yeah.
So if you get a chance, check out this issue of Business Climate. And then you've got Downtown Crowds coming out this week. Is that right?
Yes, it will be here on Wednesday.
Oh, good.
Distributed, yes. So we'll have that for next week.
And it's not like there aren't a lot of events happening in town right now in the month of May.
Lots and lots of events.
Hard to keep up with everything.
Yes.
And the Blue Angels are back in town?
Yes.
So you can look above and see them.
They were actually buzzing over my house last week. Yeah.
Yeah, it's great.
I guess we've been played out. Is
we're
that
out of time, bud. Which is it.
Like being at the Oscars.
Yes, they're putting the hook. Malcolm, thank you for being
thank
here.
I've
been chatting with Malcolm Ballinger this morning with Ballinger Publishing. What's your website?
BallingerPublishing.com.
Very good. We're listening to Pep Talk and Skulls Expert Panel.